your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed the first segment with Byron King. In this segment, I am chatting with Chris Kimball. He's become a regular guest on our show, and I keep on outlining how much I enjoy the way Chris looks at charts and the way he presents these charts. For everybody listening on the radio or on our podcast, I highly recommend visiting our website, kereport.com, and the first hour weekend show posting to follow along with the charts that Chris and I are chatting about. And Chris, we're going to focus a bit on currencies, some longer-term charts for currencies, because this week we saw some pretty wild moves in the U.S. dollar and the euro, all on the back of ECB comments and a Wall Street Journal's article. Let's start off by talking about the U.S. dollar. You have sent me a weekly chart that dates back to 2006, and it shows the potential of a head and shoulders topping like pattern that the dollar could be setting up to form if it gets a little bit more of a bounce. Can you break down the importance of this chart, please?
Hey, thanks, Corey, for having us back. You do such a wonderful job. Yeah, Corey, you know, it's perspectives are always different when you look at different time frames. As you just mentioned, this chart's, you know, almost 14 years in length now, as we're in 2009. And so the long 15-year trend is up. If you would just take a snapshot of the last, 5 years, Corey, from the, you know, the beginning of 2015 to the end of 2014, it's been pretty much a sideways action. If you take the high of 2016, now all of a sudden we got a series potentially of lower highs and lower lows. So, you know, last year in 2018, we obviously had a U.S. dollar rally. It's been choppy sideways for the last few months. And nothing is proven, but there's a possibility that the dollar is making a short-term topping pattern, being the head and shoulders top that you mentioned, Corey. It's incomplete and not proven, but enough times went by that if it's true, we're at the right shoulder. And then when your viewers get to look at the chart, there's obviously a support line that needs to be broken at point number two to have a chance that the head and shoulders is a correct read.
Okay, and that support line is right around that 95 level right now, but sloping higher. And again, for this right shoulder to develop, this could take another couple weeks to a month, couldn't it?
It could, Corey. And as people get to look at this chart, it's not the most pretty head and shoulders pattern, but and I didn't highlight it on this chart, but just while we're here, Corey, there's a chance that the dollar's making a multi-year head and shoulders top, with the left shoulder in the 2015-16, the top in early 2017, and now we're at the right shoulder, you know, of this, 4 to 5 year potential topping pattern. So, you know, we have a chance that we're micro, a small head and shoulders topping pattern, and then as you zoom out, we could be making a much bigger multi-year head and shoulders. And the only thing I don't like about it, Corey, is the neckline's really sloppy, you know, on this long-term pattern that I was bringing up. But big key is right now, if the dollar would turn weak and break the support line that you mentioned around 95, it could be positive for commodities and metals.
It very much could be, but when you zoom out and look at that much larger head and shoulders pattern, as you said, that multi-year head and shoulders pattern, there is an argument to be made that the dollar could very much continue this sideways move for at least another year, wouldn't you say?
It really could. Like I said, it's kind of a sloppy pattern. I didn't highlight it, but it can't be ruled out. But, you know, for that pattern to really be true, Corey, we'd need to see the dollar at least, you know, eclipse the 90 level. So that'd be another, 5-6% below current prices. So long way to prove that one.
All right, let's move on to the next chart, and this is the U.S. dollar to Canadian dollar. You point out that potential lower highs over the past few years and a double top over the past 2 years could be signifying a bit more of a downtrend here. So that means strength in the Canadian dollar, weakness in the U.S. dollar. Why do you think this could be the new trend that's in place?
Well, again, you know, Corey, depends on the pattern or the time frame that you want to look at. our viewers will get to see. This is a 25-year, a quarter century chart looking at the U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar. And when you look at it in that way, Corey, we've had a series of lower highs in 2001 and 2016, and then lower lows in 2007 and 11. Obviously, the rally off the bottom of the support line from 2011 to current was very hard on all of the metals and commodities assets. But yet, since the 2015 high, 2016, if you were a buyer of gold, silver, or miners when the Canadian dollar was hitting the top of this channel, the last few years, you got some decent gains. And so, as you mentioned, Corey, there's a chance that early 2019 is a double top from the 2017 high. And then over the last, 4 years, there's a chance that it's creating lower highs and lower lows. So a key support line is in play for U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar at number one on the chart that we included today.
So can you speak to kind of the gradual nature of this decline? You point out these much wider downward sloping channel, but within this shorter term channel, it's still not falling out of bed. It's just slightly more downward biased.
That's correct, Corey. Over since the beginning of 17, U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar has made a series of higher lows, there's no doubt, and that's what's forming this support line. So it's in a jam, almost a pennant pattern, Corey, between falling resistance and rising support. So it's in a tight place that one of the two is going to give. And again, for those being, I just kind of want people to, as we talked about last week's call, kind of be a Boy Scout, be prepared that if this support line gives way at one, if the support in the dollar at that neckline gives way, it would send a positive message to the hard-hit commodity space.
Okay, so overall in these first two charts, you are pointing out that there's the potential setup here for a weaker U.S. dollar, which does help out the commodities. The next chart is the Aussie dollar, which is highly correlated to gold, silver, and commodities, as you point out. And this is in a rising channel. Again, this is another long-term chart dating back to 1995. But we are hitting this lower part of the channel. The Aussie dollar really needs a bounce here, doesn't it?
It does, Corey. And so I was, I've never found in my 39 years in the business that there's a holy grail of one indicator or one currency to look at. And that's why I like sharing with our customers and your great viewing audience, just multiple ways to look at this. And as you said accurately, Corey, Aussie dollar has high correlation to gold, silver, and commodities. It is testing, almost 20-year rising channel support. It's also close to testing the 2015 lows. There's a chance of a double bottom. There's a chance it's forming a bullish falling wedge. And so similar to the prior chart on the Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, it's really in a tight jam between strong support and short-term resistance. And so if we'd see the Aussie dollar push higher, again, that would be a positive message for the metals and commodities space.
Okay, so overall, I do appreciate looking at these longer-term charts for these commodities. But just to outline, just to recap, nothing has been proven here. And especially when you look at the Aussie dollar, it really needs a bounce. Because otherwise, the U.S. dollar, if it remains in this trend sideways, which it has been for the last couple of years, then it could be one of those markets that just takes some time to get moving in any direction, couldn't it?
It does, Corey. And I think, one of the things is, I'll speak a bias. We have suggested for our customers to own gold the last couple of months. And the one thing that I'm not impressed with is that while gold has risen and silver has went up some, and so have the miners, the key pieces that we would like to see on the flip side doing well, would be the Aussie dollar is one. It's not given a confirmation signal. Another one of our canaries in a coal mine is the Swiss franc. The franc has not given a positive confirmation signal to the recent, small 6-7%, rally in gold. But, maybe gold's leading. But what we want to see is these confirming coincidence, indicators, Corey. And so after these things struggling for 7 years, even if the long-term trend in commodities doesn't turn up, somewhere along the line, you know, you need the old proverbial dead cat, you know, it leaves the door open for a dead cat bounce, you know, and so I'm just trying to remain open-minded to those possibilities.
Chris, I always appreciate having you on the show, and I appreciate, as I said, the way that you look at these charts. Good summary there as to how the currencies could move or could support or even could hamper a little bit of the commodities move. But as you said, you are looking bullishly at the metals. We just need some more confirmation. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks for spending time with us on this weekend show.
Thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.